We're in Siman Tafnun Hey, Sif Dalet, Mayim Shalolanu, water that did not sit out overnight. Shinizbat Luchad Betray B'mayim Shalanu, that gets mixed up 2-1 with water that did sit out overnight. Lashem B'hem, you're allowed to use that. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to be 2-1 ratio as long as the majority is Mayim Shalanu. And the reason is because since the majority is Mayim Shalanu, which is cooled off, so then it cools off the rest of the water. The Chornim say that even though lechatchila you can mix it, if you see that the Chornim say that you'd be even lechatchila be allowed to mix it if you see that you're not going to have enough mayim shalanu. Siv hey, nogin shalolite melech b'matza. The minhag is not to mix in salt into the matza b'nachon adavar, and this is correct. The Mishnah Berurah says this is because there are some who say that salt heats up the dough. And therefore it'll cause it to be more likely to become chametz. This is only talking about before the baking, but once it was baked, so then you'd be allowed to place matzah, you'd be allowed to place salt on the matzah and put it back into the oven on Chol HaMoed or something like that. But for matzah's mitzvah, on the two nights, you should be careful with the placement of salt. We'll discuss putting matzah, salt on the matzah at the Seder night later on, but when it comes to making the dough, so you shouldn't put the salt in it beforehand. The Rama says, "Afilu b'diyeved yesh le'asor." The Baralacha writes that with our salt, which comes from water, so it could be that b'diyeved we wouldn't need to aser, even if you don't bake it immediately. The reason the Rama says to aser, the Prichadosh disagrees and says you don't need to be machmir b'diyeved even with a little bit of salt. If it's b'shogeg, for sure you could be mekel. It's only about eating. When it comes to ana, even the Rama is mekel b'diyeved. Sif vav lash hamatza b'ketzach the shumshmin. We mean a tavlin. If you, when you're making the dough, you mix some spices into it also. Ksheira kemen sheish b'ta'am matza. As long as it tastes like matza, it's going to be kosher. But you really shouldn't put in spices because it could lead it to get warm, which will cause it to be more likely to become chametz. Rama adds, "Upilpulin afil b'diavid aser." Peppercorn for sure is going to be aser b'diavid. Chenim nafa basid. So too, if some sid plaster falls into it, it's also going to be aser. Some say that when there are spices in it, it just means that over Pesach it's not going to be aser to eat. But it's still included in a matzah ashira, and you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it on the first night. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say that it's aser, the pilpulin is aser b'diavid, that's b'achila, but not b'hana. Some say that all types of spices are mutter b'diavid.